Thursday, the 23rd of August. And joining us to discuss this morning something that happened on this day in history is breakfast producer Luke Marchiaro. How are you, Luke?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Great, great.
Very well. So what have you learned about this day in history?
Well, on this day in 1991, the world changed forever.
How so, Luke? Tell us what happened.
The World Wide Web went public for the first time. Although the internet was initially created in 1989, its public unveiling 2 years later has helped shape the modern world. Whilst the early incarnation of the World Wide Web was extremely primitive, it has arguably become the most important invention of the last 30 years.
Yeah, well, it certainly is incredibly significant. It's kind of hard to imagine life without it for those of us who grew up with it.
Absolutely, and I don't reckon they'd have the billions and billions of websites that there was back then, but I think it's the early stage of it's definitely shaped the world we live in now.
People read off like paper or something.
Yeah, big block screens.
Ah, yeah.
Typewriters.
Wow. So what else did you find about this day in history?
Well, long, long before the time of the internet, in 1839, the United Kingdom captured Hong Kong from China in preparation for war. Mm-hmm. Hong Kong remained a colony of the United Kingdom until 1997, when control was transferred back to China, ending 156 years of British rule.
And the amazing thing about all that was Britain's right to basically sell opium to China.
Yeah, it was just it started a 3-year conflict, I think, over that, just because they took Hong Kong. So definitely one of those key moments in world history.
Yeah, now you've got a city. It's a Chinese city, but it's also, you know, a lot of English names. I went there, you know, a few years ago, and you've got like Victoria Park and Albert Street and places like that. It's a bit surreal.
Yeah, it's one of the more Western cities in Asia, that's for sure.
And speaking of the UK, what else do you have for us on this day?
Well, in 1946, drummer for the legendary UK rock band The Who, Keith Moon, was born in London. Moon, alongside Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey, helped create many of The Who's most famous songs throughout the late 60s and early 70s.
Were you possibly able to find one that didn't go for 7 minutes or so?
I found one that didn't go for 7 minutes and wasn't a theme song on a CSI show, actually, as well. So I think we've done quite well. Moon was only 32 when he died and is known for many of their famous tracks, one of which is The Kids Are Alright, and I thought we'd check that one out today.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much, Luke. This is The Kids Are Alright by The Who.